Ladies and gentlemen, we're educating Archie. With Bernard Breslau, Gladys Morgan, Dick Emery, Warren Mitchell, and of course, Peter Brough and Archie Andrews. After a day in town, Peter Brough is taking Archie to his club for dinner. The Mausoleum is a gentleman's club, where tradition is kept alive, where old-fashioned courtesy is kept alive. In fact, a place where everything is alive except the members.
Another glass of port, Fanshawe?
Why not? You're only young once, I say. Isn't that young Brough over there?
Ah, yes, and that Andrews boy.
Yes.
Ah, they're coming over.
Yes, they are.
Now, Archie, I want you to behave yourself in here, my boy. Don't speak until you're spoken to, understand? This is a club for gentlemen.
Don't worry, Brough. I won't give you away.
Now, you see those two old chaps over there? I'm going to introduce you to them. Yes, they're the club's oldest members. Well preserved, aren't they?
They should be. They're well pickled.
Shh, quiet now. Ah, good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to introduce young Archie to you.
How do you do, young man? Won't you both join us?
Oh, thank you. Well, now, what do you do with yourselves these days?
Nothing much, you know. Yes. We come in after breakfast and sit in these chairs till midnight, and then we sleep.
Oh, but don't you get bored?
No. It's better than sitting around all day doing nothing. You know, sometimes when we want a bit of excitement, we have a little wager.
Really?
Yes, for instance, Fanshawe and I had a bet on who would be elected president of France.
Oh, and who won?
We haven't heard the result yet, you know. We're a bit out of touch here, you know.
Well, even I know who won, General de Gaulle.
There you are, George. I told you that Napoleon wouldn't get in. The upstart, young Wellington, will be pleased. That's a half a crown you owe me.
What, do you mean to say that you spend all your time betting?
Oh, yes, we bet on anything, you know. Yes.
Oh, surely you wouldn't.
I bet you half a crown we would.
Yes.
Several years ago, we bet a young man that he couldn't go round the world in 80 days.
Yes, I believe they made an animated bioscope picture about it, you know.
He did it too, you know. We had to pay him £1,000.
And worth every penny. A splendid achievement. You wouldn't get a modern chap doing that.
No.
Oh, now don't be silly. This is 1959. It'd be very easy to go round the world in 8 days.
Oh, bragging, eh? You wouldn't care to have a little wager on that, would you? Say £1,000?
Well, now,
go on, Brough, take him on. We could do it easily.
Oh, I don't know, Archie. Supposing we had trouble with aeroplane bookings or missed our trains, fog or something.
I'll make it easy for you. I bet you can't even go round the British Isles in 8 days.
Oh, I'll take you up on that one. Now, what would you bet?
Well, let me see. £1,000 would be a good figure.
Yes,
£1,000. £1,000 that you won't be back here at 3 p.m. next Monday. But you'll need a lot of luck to win that.
And if I do it, will you give me your word that you'll pay me £1,000?
Yes, and when I say my word, that means my bond.
He's gone.
Your bond. Right. Well, then the bet's on.
There's one condition. Yes, you mustn't take more than £5 with you.
Oh, well, fair enough. You're on. Archie, we're going home to pet.
Well, goodbye, gentlemen. We'll see you here next Monday at 3 o'clock.
And so you see, Grimble, we've got to go through Glasgow, Cardiff and Belfast and be back in 8 days. I can take one manservant, so you'll be coming too. We can't spend much, so we're hitchhiking.
Not likely. Once when I was in the country, I hitched a lift in a truck. And I had to get in the back with a lot of sheep. Oh, I was livid. I was half livid. All them sheep jostling me and rubbing up against me. Oh, I wasn't half livid. I was.
Oh, I see. You were wild and woolly.
Oh, yes. And worse to come. When we arrived at the market, I was so covered in wool, they pushed me down a little ramp, shoved me through the sheep dip, sheared off me Tony Curtis and branded me... and branded me right in the middle of me protests. Oh, I don't know, I feel sheepish.
Oh, it must have been terrible.
It could have been worse. I ended up in the sheep trials and won first prize as the best ram of the year.
And another thing, we won't have money for hotels, you know. We'll take a tent, and if necessary, we'll sleep in the field.
You won't catch me sleeping in a field. It's all dewy and dank.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? You'll wake up in the morning with enthusiasm for life.
I'll wake up with rheumatism for life. I don't like damp grass.
Oh, now, don't be ridiculous. Why not?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I hate dew.
Oh, very good. Instead of standing there, man, why don't you help Mrs. Morgan bring in the tent?
It's all right, love, it's all right. Now I can manage.
Good.
Well, what do you think of this tent, Mr. Brown?
Oh, thanks. I hope it'll be all right. It's a bit old.
Yes, I had it when I was with the Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts? You should have joined the Girl Kind.
Oh, I knew what I was doing. Oh, it was a lovely life. We learnt a lot, mind.
Well, if you can camp out, I'm sure we can, if we have to.
Yes, of course. Well, really and truly, there's nothing to it, you know. Hmm. Providing you've got plenty of people to cook the food, grand lot we had. Mind, we were lucky. The girl who made the main dish, Sue the Stew, and the girl who used to come round with the tea, Laura the Pourer, and the girl who used to make us those tasty afters.
Oh, what was her name?
Nellie the Jelly.
Well, there you are, Grimble, old chap. There's nothing to it. Are you coming with us?
No.
Then why not take my Bernard? After all, you know, he's been in the army. He's used to looking rough, you know.
Yes, good idea. Bernard! Bernard!
Hello, it's me, Twinkle Toes. Here, my ears are half burning.
You knew we were talking about you.
No, I left a lighted cigarette behind me ear.
But you should have used an ashtray.
I can't get an ashtray behind me here. I'm not stupid, you know.
Now, look here, Bernard, love. Mr. Bruff's made a bet at his club that he can go round Britain in 8 days. He wants you to go with him, you see, as a gentleman's gentleman.
Him? He's more of a layabout's layabout.
Now, quiet, Grimble. We won't have much money, and we may have to sleep in pigsties and barns at night. And we'll be hitching all day.
If we sleep in a pigsty, I'll be hitching all night too.
No, I mean we'll be hitchhiking, you know, signalling for lifts. Surely you know how to do that?
No.
Oh, now, Bernard, use your common sense. You're on a lonely road. No money, no food, you're depressed. You lift up your thumb, now what do you do with it?
Suck it.
never mind. Look, you can carry the bags. We're off to Glasgow in half an hour.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Bruff, as you'll all be away now for 8 days, can I go back to Wales for a week?
Oh, well, of course you can, Mrs. Morgan.
Thank you, love.
And that can be half your annual holiday, eh? Yes, we might even pop in to see you when we get to Cardiff.
Well, come on, we got to leave at 3 o'clock sharp.
Yes, and to start with, we'll try and hitch a lift on the Great North Road. Yeah, I'm getting a bit fed up with this lot.
Yeah, that's the 10th lorry that's passed us. Oh, look, here comes one. Hey, here I say, stop. Here, excuse me, sir.
Louie. Monday's Coal Haulage Company at your service.
Oh, well, look, we'd like a lift. Where are you heading for?
I'm taking coals to Newcastle.
Well, that's on our way, bruv. Mr. Monty, can you give us a lift?
Certainly, dear. Jump in. Pull up a tyre lever and sit down. Off we go.
Well, I say, it's not very comfortable here, is it?
Well, what do you expect? It's an old lorry, you know. Pretty old.
Yeah, steady on. You're doing over 30. You shouldn't go faster than 20 miles an hour.
Oh, we have to. This old bus won't last another hour. Hello. Engine trouble. Call out and push.
Oh, why should we push? I mean, what would you do if you were on your own?
Oh, I never am. Why do you think I picked you up? Now, come on, push.
Yeah, come on, Bruff. Come on, Bernard. There's nothing else for it. We just have to push it.
Now, look. You, Monty, and I will push from the back. And, Bernard, you go up the front and push.
Right. One, two, heave. One, two, heave. That's funny. Lorry's moving backwards.
my end, isn't it? Moving forward.
Yeah, no wonder you're pushing against us. Oh, now look, when I say go, we want a big yank.
I don't think he could help much.
Mr. Monty, are you certain that you haven't run out of petrol?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, but life's one glorious uncertainty. You'd better check.
Shall I have a shifty?
Yes, go on.
Why don't? God, it's enough dark. I can't find the petrol tank.
Oh, well, hurry up, Bernard.
Oh, I think this is it. I'll just light a match to make sure. We've got plenty of petrol left.
I know, but we haven't got much lorry left, have we?
Oh, you horrible takers! My lorry's never gone in so many directions at the same time. Lucky it's insured.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Monty.
That's the last time I stop for your lot. I'll never let you in my lorry again.
Oh, I see. You mean you'll have no truck with us?
There he goes again. Oh, we've got a right one here, haven't we? What a naughty little lad.
Come on, Archie and Bernard. Let's get another lift. We must get to Glasgow Station by tomorrow morning.
Here, hang on a minute. And come in with you.
Glasgow Central, Glasgow Central. The train shortly departing from Platform 4 will be calling at Pitlochry, North Ballachulish, Muthwich, Montrose and Lochwinnock.
That's no good for us. We want a train at Cardiff.
But, Bruv, I'm hungry. Can't we eat first?
No, no, well, we'll have a good tuck in at Cardiff. Mrs. Morgan's expecting us.
But I'm hungry now.
So am I. I've nibbled all the fuzz off me gollywog. Oh, I'm famished.
Well, all I can afford to buy is 3 single tickets to Cardiff.
I don't fancy eating them.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, come on. We must find out about the next train to Cardiff. Now, I wonder who can tell us where the inquiry desk is.
Try asking at the inquiry desk. It's right behind you.
Oh, yes. I say, you, inquiries?
Yes. What is it?
Well, now, is there a train from here to Cardiff? If so, what time does it leave? What platform does it leave from? And what's the cost of a single second-class ticket?
Just a moment now. Before I answer that, I must go into the soundproof booth.
Soundproof booth?
Yes, in case the other porters prompt me with the right answers. You wouldn't want me to cheat, would you, hey?
I don't care whether you cheat or not. I haven't any time to lose. Yeah. Now, what's the quickest way to get from here to Cardiff?
Run.
Look, we want to go by train. Haven't you any timetable?
We don't have timetables on the British Railways.
Oh?
No, we have horoscopes. Yeah, I'll just consult the stars here. Your luck's in, mate. Yes, there's one leaving for Cardiff in 12 minutes.
Oh, good, we'll catch it. What's the fare?
73 shillings for adults, 36 and 6 for children, and 27 and 6 for dogs, including a basket.
Oh, well, I'll have 2 singles to Cardiff and 1 dog ticket.
Here you are. Now, move along, please. Next.
Here, Prof, what's up? We haven't got a dog.
Oh, yes, we have.
Who?
You.
What?
Yes. Now, you can get in one of those baskets and Bernard can carry you. Yes, you'll travel for barely a third of the price, you see?
How much longer, Mr. Bruff?
Well, if the train keeps going at this rate, it should be in Cardiff in about 3 hours. Archie, how are you? How are you down there in the doghouse?
Oh, I'm fed up with being a dog. Here, can I come up for a breather?
Not now, Archie. No, stay in the basket. And don't forget, if the ticket collector comes round, make a noise like a dog.
Oh, a dog. Oh, well, that's easy. Ba, ba.
Ba, but what sort of a dog is that?
A sheepdog.
Well, you behave, my lad. If we get thrown off this train, we'll never win that bet.
Oh, well, we'll be all right. Bernard's good at making dog noises. I say, can I have your ticket, please?
Oh, certainly, yes. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I say, you've got a dog ticket and a big basket labelled dog. That means you've got a dog, haven't you?
Ah, you're like me, you know. sharp.
Yeah. You know, I love dogs. I do.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, tell me, what's his name? That is, if he is a him.
Him's name's Archie.
Is he? Oh, Archie. That's nice. Has he had any pups?
Pups, I'm having kittens.
Yeah. Wish I could see him. Do you think he'd mind if I scratched his back and tickled his little tum-tum?
Yes, I would.
Not now, no, please, no. No, he's tired.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, there's one dog lover to another, I do understand.
Good.
But tell me, is he a good-looking little chappy? I mean, what sort of coat has he got, then?
Double-breasted with pockets and a slit up the back.
That is most unusual. Here, I must open the basket and take a peek.
Oh, no, please. No, don't disturb him while he's sleeping. Oh. He's very fierce, you know. Barks like mad, doesn't he, Bernard?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's odd. That noise seems to be coming from old Lofty there.
He's barking up the leg of me trousers.
Well, I can soon calm him down. Here, I'll open up the basket and and what sort of dog are you?
Oh.
What's the meaning of this jolly jape defrauding the railways, eh?
Well, now, look, my friend, I can explain everything. You see, I'm Peter Bruff, and my friends and I have to travel around the British Isles on £5.
Oh.
It's a bet, you know.
Oh,
normally, of course, I wouldn't stoop to such a trick.
Of course, I understand. I'm a sporting gentleman myself.
Oh, then you'll let us stay on till come.
No, I'm putting you off at the next stop.
What? Oh, dear, we'll never get to Mrs. Morgan's.
Well, don't worry, Archie. We'll find our way there somehow.
Oh, there you are. It's you, Mr. Bruff.
Yeah.
You've arrived at last. Now, come in, love, and make yourself at home. And Bernard, love, let's have a look at you. Oh, dear, what a state you're in. Your hair's all over the place. You've had no shave, love. Clothes all rumpled and crumpled.
Looking better, isn't he?
But, Mrs. Morgan, how can we get across to Belfast and back by tomorrow?
Well, some of the lads go down to the harbour, you know, and scrounge a ride across on one of those small crafts, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll do. Yes. Come on, lads, there's still a chance.
Well, Bruff, any luck?
No, Archie, I've been all round that side of the harbour. Nothing doing.
I didn't have any luck either. Perhaps Bernard found a boat.
What a hope. Oh, there you are, Bernard. Well, how'd you get on? Did you find a boat?
Yeah.
What?
I know where we can get one from a Russian bloke. He's got them for hire.
Russian bloke?
Yeah. He's got a place on the beach. Over there.
Oh? What's his name?
Tunnel of Love. Can't you see it?
Oh, that's Tunnel of Love. The E's rubbed off. Oh, those boats are no good. Are they, Bruff, eh? Bruff! Gosh! Oh! Well, where's he running to? Here, come on, Bernard. Let's follow him.
Come on, come all. Get your boat here for the Tunnel of Love. Oi, come in, number 12. Your time is up. Step this way for the Tunnel of Love. 6 pence an hour.
How fast can you go in one of these boats?
Well, oh, that depends on who you've got with you, don't it?
No, I mean, what speed?
Well, you see, these boats are fitted with two speeds, fast and slow. Slow if you're with your girlfriend. Fast if you're with your missus. Some N-packed husband's got 8 or 9 knots out of him.
8 or 9 knots, eh? It's about 100 miles across. The sea's pretty calm. Yes, I could just about do it. Tell me, how long could I have one of these boats for?
Well, as long as you like, boy. Or not much demand in winter, you see. Had a couple here last week got frozen up 3 days in a tunnel. Had to send a vicar in on an icebreaker to get them sorted out. Tell me, though, how long you want the boat for?
Oh, 2 days.
4 days? Making a pig of yourself, ain't you, boyo?
Now, can I have it for 2 days or not?
Well, of course you can. 30 bob, winter rates.
All right, well, here's your money.
Good. You can have boat number 17, Cupid's Embrace. Now then, what lucky young lady are you taking with you?
Bernard, jump aboard.
Here, Brad, have you gone bonkers? No, no. We've got a good reliable boat here. Now, when we come out the other side of the tunnel, we can drag the boat across the promenade, into the sea, and we'll be in Ireland before you know it. Well, which way to Ireland, Bruff, eh?
Through the harbour entrance and turn right, that's it. Head towards that way. Throttle down, full speed ahead.
Come in, number 17. Your time is up. Come in, number 17. Your time is up. Oh, number 17. Please come back.
Well, thank goodness it's a calm day. Yes, we're more than halfway across. Bernard, you're the lookout. Can you see any land?
Yeah.
Hooray! We've sighted land. Which direction?
Straight down, through the water.
Bruv, come on, we'd better get a move on. I'll rev up the old engine. Hello? Hello, what's wrong? Well, the engine's stopping.
Oh, no. No, don't say we've run out of petrol.
I'll have a look.
Oh, no, not after last time. Don't you use a match?
Of course not.
Bernard, I told you not to use a match.
I didn't. I used me lighter. I'm not stupid.
Oh, fool. The engine's ruined and we're adrift at sea.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Oh, what?
Write a poem. Wait, it's coming through. I've got the message. Here it is. A poem. Lost at Sea by Bernard Breslau, age 24, six bells and no barnacle. If I sink into the sea, a mermaid I will seek for me, but I will know not where to grip her. She's half a girl and half a kipper.
All right, that's enough. Come on, there's a couple of oars in the bottom of the boat. Start rowing. We can't be far from Belfast.
Aye, aye, sir.
Belfast Airport. The flight for London will shortly be leaving. Will passengers proceed to the departure lounge?
Yeah, bruv, after all that rowing, why have you dragged us out of the airport? We haven't any money to fly.
It's our only chance to get back, my boy. We've only 6 hours. I tell you, we've got to fly.
But, bruv, what are you going to use for money? We're broke.
Not quite, old boy. I've got my checkbook.
But, bruv, we're limited to £5.
Oh, don't worry about a little thing like that, old boy. It'll be all right. They'll take a check at the ticket office and those old boys at the club will never know. It'll be all right. Three tickets on the next flight to London, please, and we don't want to sit too near the engines.
Well, you have to sit on the wings. The flight's all boots up.
What? But I must go. I must get back to London today.
Then you'll have to charter a plane. Try the CCA office through that door.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, I say. Do come in. Chappington's Chappies, airline at your service.
Oh, are you the man who's in charge of hiring planes to all parts of the world?
Yes. That's a laugh for a start, right?
Now, look, sir, can you fly us to London in a couple of hours?
Yes, yeah, rather, but only by plane. It's rather pricey, you know. £200, cash.
Cash? But look, now look, my name's Peter Bruff. I'll give you one of my checks.
That's another laugh, what? All right, I'll take a chance. If it's no good, I'll throw you out. If the check bounces, so will you.
Well, now look, how soon can we leave?
Immediately, but I must warn you, sir, there'll be one other person travelling with you, and he'll be awfully nervous. Terrified, in fact.
But why does he go up at all?
I have to, I'm the pilot. Okay, chaps. This way. Off we go into the jolly old wild blue yonder. Anchors away.
Well, we've got over the Irish Sea, all right. What's that town down there on the coast?
Well, it's Cardiff.
Are you sure?
Yes, listen.
Come in, number 17. Your
Our time is up. Come in. Please come in.
Yes, you're right. Looks like we're going to win that bet after all, Archie. In another 2 hours, we'll be getting out at London Airport.
Taxi, sir. Taxi. Taxi to the West End.
Oh, yes, my good man. I want to go to the Mausoleum Club, Piccadilly.
All right, poor boy. Jump in.
Bernard, put your rucksack in the front and tell the driver to step on it.
I don't want him to step on me rucksack. He might squash me gollywog.
Oh, get in.
Here. Do you think we'll make it, bruv?
Of course we will. We've got 4 hours to get there.
Ah, oh, but the traffic's a bit heavy this morning, isn't it, eh? Hey, Ralph, Marble Arch, and we've still got 3 hours. Jolly good, jolly good. Oxford Circus, and we've still got 5 minutes.
Oh, we'll never do it in this cab. Come on, get out. We'll have to walk.
Here, what about my money?
Well, how much is it?
£3.10. There'll be another 18 shillings waiting time.
What waiting time?
Well, I'll have to wait another hour to get out of this traffic jam.
Well, call at the club. I'll settle up with you later. Come on, Archie, Bernard, follow me. We'll get there if we run. Come on.
Well, 3 seconds to the hour and Bruff is in bed.
Oh, it looks like you've won your bet.
Well, yes.
Oh, well, here we are. Here we are, gentlemen. We're back. Yes, yes, we've done it.
Oh, my shoe. It's young Bruff.
Yes, gentlemen, I've come to collect my bet. Yeah, we've done the trip in exactly 8 days. Oh, I was lucky after all.
But first, can you truthfully say that you didn't spend more than £5 per head?
Well, you could say that, couldn't you, Archie? Yes.
Don't ask me, Bruff. You made your own bet. Now you must lie on it.
Well, I'll take your word as a gentleman, and I'll keep the terms of my wager. Your winnings are waiting for you in this envelope. Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Oh, £1,000, eh, Archie? Think of that, eh? Isn't it marvellous? Here. Wait a minute, what's this?
It's a premium bond for £1.
But you gave me your word.
No, I gave you my bond.
But you said I'd get £1,000.
I said with a bit of luck you'll get £1,000. With a bit of luck you might.
Oh, what a swindle, eh? Well, that's life, I suppose, isn't it, eh? Still, we've had an exciting trip, Archie. And I'm only £15 out of pocket.
Bruff, what about the £200 for the aeroplane?
Oh, my goodness me, yes, I've forgotten about that. I should never have made the bet in the first place, Archie. I'm a fool, I'm a mug, I'm a complete idiot.
I'll take a bet on that any time.
That's enough.
Those concerned in this latest attempt at educating Archie were Peter Brough, Bernard Breslaw, Gladys Morgan, Dick Emery and Warren Mitchell. The script was written by Ronald Wolfe, Ronald Chesney and Marty Feldman, and this recorded program was produced by Jake Sproul.